This is Tom Levis with Character Traits for Successful Living. Quote, litter, vandalism may force extended curfew, end quote. So read the banner over the article appearing in the York Today section of April the 3rd, 1995, the York Daily Record. Broken bottles, litter, and a recent attempt to damage the Boy Scout house at the Stewartstown Community Grounds have members of Hopewell Area Recreation and Parks Board asking for a change in Stewartstown's 11 p.m. youth curfew. The article describes how much money has been spent to replace 7 picnic benches at the Lions Club Pavilion, which were damaged when a vandal set the structure on fire last year. A vandal is defined as one who willfully or ignorantly attacks or mars anything beautiful or valuable. Vandalism is defined as conduct or spirit characteristic of the vandals. Hostility to what is beautiful or venerable. It is interesting that vandalism is defined as conduct, behavior, or spirit characteristic of a vandal. In previous talks, I have mentioned that character is the core of a person. It is not subject to the 5 senses, touch, taste, hear, smell, or see. It is invisible. In short, it is spirit, and the traits of character are spiritual. Although we cannot see, touch, taste, hear, or smell character or the traits, they are manifested by our behavior. We don't have to be nuclear scientists to understand the difference between good and bad character traits when we observe behavior. And remember, character traits are learned. We are not born with them. How do we learn? Through character education. Maybe we should spend part of our financial resources teaching character traits based on moral principles established on spiritual values. Values like respect, love, compassion, loyalty, self-discipline, and so forth. If you need help in this area, call 741-2387 or write Tom Levis, 28 Marin Road, York, PA 17402.